Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Bailey.
And we're sisters.
In-law, but that doesn't matter.
Grab your coffee and start the day with us.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the Morning by Morning podcast, specifically the last episode of season two.
Yay! I mean, we weren't sure if we were going to get through season one.
we weren't sure if we'd ever publish an episode.
Yay! We're so good.
So we'll be on a quick break after just a week after this episode, but today we're going to talk about party planning on a budget, which we thought would be kind of fun with some holidays coming up. Halloween, yep. Thanksgiving, Christmas, for some people, maybe a birthday.
New Year's Eve, that could be a big one. Right.
New Year's Eve too. That's true.
Yep. Anyway, but yeah. So what are you grateful for, Bailey, today?
Mine is that I was able to see some friends over the weekend. And actually, so the occasion was not a happy occasion. I actually was going to a memorial service for a family member of one of my friends. But because of that, we actually got to connect with some people I haven't seen in a really long time, some people years. And then others were a couple of my college friends. And I just got to, you know, see my college town and see people. And it was just nice to kind of reconnect, even if the event was not a happy time. It was good. So I was glad to see people.
Yeah, that is good that you got to at least see people, even though it was a sad time. But, well, after thinking about it, I wrote this down, like, it's not necessarily that I'm grateful for it. It's just more that I'm excited about it. I just wrote down that our birthday's coming up, which I'm not all excited about my birthday necessarily, but I can be excited for Elijah's birthday too.
You're allowed to be excited for your birthday.
I know, but I get more excited since it's a double whammy.
Oh, for sure. I would too. I'm excited for your guys' birthday, actually. So
good. And I thought it fits since we're talking about planning a party on a budget. So
it really does. And I feel like maybe this should be a whole other episode. I just thought of this, but we should talk about planning a wedding on a budget. Because I feel like with parties, with not that I have to make a confession at the very beginning here that I am not currently following my budget very strictly. We need to sit down and reevaluate ourselves again. But I just mean, so I wanted to give that disclaimer before I say, I feel like we in general do a decent job at doing things on a budget though, where as far as like events, you know, with our weddings, with birthdays, all that stuff, we have some experience. So
yes, Elijah and I are like a little, we're not to the extreme couponers, but we're like pretty close.
Yes. You guys are definitely better at this than me. We've got some work to do.
Sometimes, though, we might take it a little extreme, but that's just our personalities. It's not that we necessarily have to, but it helps along the way.
Right. It's not going to hurt. Definitely not.
Exactly. Right. So, yeah, like Bailey said, we thought that this would be a good time since I'm thinking about our birthday and we always do a big birthday party every year because since we got married, we do both sides of the family on the same day. Like celebrate the same day because at first I was like, this is a little tangent, but you know, I was like, what are we going to do about our birthdays when we get married kind of deal? And I was like, it's not really fair to be like, oh, well you get the actual, you know, you get this weekend and then you get the next weekend or like try to switch back and forth. Like it just doesn't really make any sense. We do get together. It's fun to do like a theme and a party so that you're not just, not that we're going to just sit around, but you know, have something that you can like be doing together. So anyway, we thought it was a good time to talk about it.
I forgot to say the disclaimer in the last episode, but as a reference, episode 23 and 24, if my audio quality is not so good, we apologize. We're trying something else out as far as recording. And if it doesn't go well, don't worry. We'll find a better solution. But just bear with us if it's a little bit off this time.
Right. For these two, and then we'll figure it out if it's not
great. Yes. All right. So on a budget, I feel like, you know, if you're having people over, you always want it to look nice. You want to have food. You want to have, like Olivia said, some sort of activity. But we just want to think of ways to do it where it doesn't cost you a ton of money. And my first word, which, you know, this is just a tip in and of itself, is Pinterest. Yes. That's my first one. Just, yes. Just get on there. Especially if you have a theme, like you said.
Yeah.
There's so many good ideas. Pinterest is all about, you know, DIY and doing it to where you can probably create something yourself that would cost you way more if you were to buy it online.
Right. And there is so much that you can do with, like, construction paper. You know, mm-hmm. you could even go to the Dollar Tree and get, like, a pack of multicolored construction paper and mm-hmm. just cut a bunch of stuff out, you know? Like, there's so many ways that you can do, and you'll see that on Pinterest, because that's what I do. It's like, I'll make a board, like, each year, and I'll just be like, oh, it just makes you think, like, oh, I can do that. Like, I can figure yes. out a way to do that. Because, yeah, I'm not that creative by myself. I need the right. assistance.
No, Pinterest. People have already come up with great ideas. You might as well use them.
Exactly. Right. Well, and the biggest tip that I feel like I could tell anybody, like, and this is more specifically, I guess, for birthday parties, but it could be whatever. This could honestly be for your wedding too, because we kind of did this. Choose a theme that you actually already have, like, stuff of, or you yeah. know that people already have, because, like, for our wedding, we wanted a fall wedding. It's like, well, it doesn't make any sense to not then have it be, like, fall themed. And it was, like, the week before Thanksgiving. So some things were a little Thanksgiving-y. Mm-hmm. So it's like, then we were able to, like, use some of our home decor as our wedding decor. Which, yeah, we definitely need to do a wedding.
I think
one.
We should do a wedding
season
episode.
Season 3, we'll do a wedding
yes.
episode.
Yes, I think so too.
We did a Bob Ross birthday party, and like, that's mm-hmm. easy. Paintbrush, you know, like, which I guess not everybody has that kind of stuff, but since my husband's
a contractor.
But
that's not also pricey.
No,
honestly, you don't have to get great quality. You can literally, if you want to do a painting party, like you guys did, literally, we used a Netflix episode of his, and
yes.
you could go get, like you said, dollar store paint and brushes. No, it's not great quality, but you can have fun with it. That's the point.
Right, exactly. And I mean, for that party, I asked everybody to bring their own paint, and we supplied mm-hmm. the canvases. You know, so like, you can do that kind of thing too. One of my theme ideas this year, it wasn't Elijah's favorite, so we didn't do it. But I wanted it to be a murder mystery party and have it be Ooh, like based off of Clue.
That's fun.
And so, like,
what was his problem with that?
I don't know.
Elijah,
don't know.
If you're listening, what was your problem with that? I want to play murder mystery.
No, that was my favorite. And what I was going to do is I was going to, like, basically make the board game, like, live. So everybody came yeah. in, they got, like, their cards and stuff. And, like, we would, like, I hadn't quite figured out because Elijah wasn't, like, it wasn't his favorite. And so I thought, like,
maybe another year.
Right. So I thought, like, you could walk around the room and, like, do different things, and then it makes everybody, like, talk and stuff. But, like, how easy is it? Like, everybody has a candlestick, or, you know, who has a candlestick,
yeah.
a rope,
yes. Yes.
A wrench. Like, those are things that just stuff around the house. That's my whole point. Like, just choose the things that you know, like, oh, I have, like, things that I can use as my decorations, so that you
yeah,
kind of have,
definitely.
Like, a fun, different theme, but you didn't have to buy everything.
Well, and kind of going off of what you said about the painting party mm-hmm. is don't underestimate the value of just having people bring stuff, because I feel like if you're really, you know, this professional hostess, you don't, maybe you feel like you don't want people to have to bring stuff, and you're like, I want to supply it all, but your friends and family are not going to mind if you
right.
say, hey, can you bring this part? Like, designate different people to bring different things, even if it's, you know, your party. It's okay if they bring stuff. So have someone bring the plates and cups, and have somebody bring, like, a game if they have one that you don't, or whatever it is. Or if you have a theme, have them bring their paint, stuff like that. I feel like that's fine. If I were going to a party and someone asked me to bring stuff, I would not think, you know, why aren't they just doing it? I'd be like, okay, that sounds fun, and I would be excited about it. So
this year we're just doing it casual, since we are on the hunt for looking for a home, and but we're still just gonna, like, play games and stuff. And so I asked, like, Bailey's family and my family if, like, if you had any games you wanted to share, like, bring the mm-hmm. games, that way you don't feel like you have to, like, oh, I have to go out and, like, buy a bunch of games that we can play.
Right.
You know, it's like, if everybody has a deck of cards, you can bring that, and, like, whatever. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. Don't feel like you can't, yeah, ask people to bring stuff.
Okay, this goes with also this, I thought of this because of our wedding, but it goes with parties too, is you could also, if you have a theme or a certain kind of decor, or if you're throwing an actual event, don't be afraid also to see if there's options to rent things instead of to just buy them. Because if you buy it, then it's like you have to store it or you have to try to find somewhere to sell it. So depending on what it is, I understand we're just talking about chill birthday parties, but if people have bigger events and you have to get like, you know, a tent in your backyard, or if you have to get tables and chairs or anything like that, look and see if you can rent it so you don't feel like you have to buy supplies to host people. Because I feel like there's always options. Look it up online so you don't have to commit to buying, because it's going to be cheaper.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. That I have an idea in my head, but I don't want to share it because I want to keep it for our wedding one another
week. I know. I was saying, like, that could apply to multiple. I'm excited for the wedding.
I know. Now I am. I need to, like, maybe start making my list now that I'm thinking.
I know. That's true.
No. Well, and then also I was thinking, like, if you're feeding a crowd, like, things that I've noticed, like, honestly, like you said, you could ask people, like, hey, do you mind bringing something? But, yeah, so don't be afraid to ask. But then also, like, last year, we did chili. I just did, like, one big thing of chili. I did not even double it, because chili sometimes has, like,
it goes pretty far.
Recipe it is. Like, yeah, and there's a lot. It filled a whole crock pot. I just did chili. It's decently, like, affordable if you're thinking about how many people you're feeding, and like everybody just had like a bowl of it or whatever, and we had some toppings, and price wise like that's went a long way. And I also feel like, I know that meat's kind of expensive, but like tacos are kind of the same deal.
That's true. Pasta, so cheap.
Pasta, right.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I have an idea now that you said that about when we had my birthday party and we had Chinese food. That we had, you know, probably around the same-ish number of people coming, and we wanted to have, or I wanted to have Chinese food, but the place we were going to order from, it was actually going to add up and be kind of expensive. So we just chose to order large sides from the Chinese restaurant. Like, we got a big thing of noodles, big thing of crab rangoon, big, I don't even remember. We got, you know, a few different sides, and then we actually got those dumplings from Walmart, actually, like big bags of dumplings. And then we just made those, and then we had the side. So it wasn't as expensive, and it was still a ton of food. It went really far. And I feel like just, yeah, depending on what you're trying to have, think about the best way to get it for the best price. Cause some things, honestly, making it yourself is not cheaper depending on what all you have to buy. So, but in that case, I was like, oh, I can get a bunch of dumplings for not that expensive, and they're not hard to make, and then I can get the stuff that I don't know how to make or don't want to make and spend less money on it that way. So,
well, and if you're asked to like bring something too, like let's say this is in reverse and you are going to a party and they ask you to bring something, like go to like Walmart, Costco, or Sam's and get like a veggie tray, get something like that, because at that point I feel like time is money, and it might be a little bit more, but you didn't have to sit there and like chop it all
up. Chop everything or buy a ton of individual vegetables. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So honestly, in theory, it's probably cheaper than, trying to get all of that.
But yeah, food, I would say, depending on what it is, just price it, see if it's better to make it or get it made for you. Or tell your friends and family to bring something each, and then you don't have to worry about it.
And then I also should have put this up with Pinterest, but I use Canva all the time to like make invitations or like little thank yous, like whatever. Like, I always like to just add a little extra something because it's fun. Like, if you have like an extra couple minutes to do something like that, if you give them a thank you card or like a little something, it makes them feel appreciated and stuff. So like doing something like that on Canva is very affordable.
Most of it.
Right.
Free,
And yeah, you can print it off at home or at your work, wherever. And you've got a cute little thing that, you know, looks like you tried really hard. And I mean, yeah, you did try, but
you spent time on it, but you didn't spend a ton of money on it. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, you could for invitations too. I don't remember if you said that, but I wanted to say too, and I'm using your birthday as an example again, but from last year, I know you had to, like, you guys made some stuff for it and like printed out some stuff, but mm-hmm. I thought you also did a good job of using things that either you already had or people in your family already had as far as like the activities outside and stuff like that. Like you used hay bales as like seats for the fire and like the projector, stuff like that. It was like a whole evening of entertainment and you didn't have to go out and buy all new equipment or whatever.
Right.
You just kind of, you know, use your resources, ask around, see who already has stuff that you can use.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We already kind of touched on that, but yeah, those are good examples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause like my parents, they have a really big projector. So I borrowed that and we had, or they had a screen and we had the projector, you know? So yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ask around.
Wait, what else is there besides like food, decor? We kind of talked about activities. That's the main stuff, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did just also think of, this is not a specific category, but just in general, also remember that people usually when they're coming to your party, they just want to spend time together.
Yes.
And so if money is tight, don't worry about making it look perfect or anything like that because they're there to spend time together. So it'll be fine if you don't have the best decorations or something that you would see on Pinterest because they'll have fun regardless.
Right.
But also now that I just thought of that, of, you know, like Pinterest or things that are pretty cheap. Another thing that's really cheap is if you don't have money to decorate a whole, you know, your whole space you're having the party in, you could just decorate like a smaller area and make it a little photo area. And then you can still remember the party. Like if there's a theme or something like that and your friends can take pictures and stuff, but it doesn't have to be you spent enough to decorate an entire room or wherever you're having it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. And one thing that you had said about, people just want to get together and stuff. I got a little hung up because it was fun for me to like throw the bigger like parties and stuff. And so we had like Bob Ross and then we did It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And so I did get, for a time, I got a little hung up on like, oh wait, I want to do like another big party. Like it needs to be just as like big and there's no reason why I felt that way, but you know, you just kind of get in your head like this is how it is, and no, that's, my life is different right now this year and maybe in the next year, and that could be like maybe in years past you've had more money but this year you don't, so it's like don't sweat it, it's not a big deal. Like it doesn't have to be like this big grand thing every single year, so
Or the other way around, maybe next time you'll have more and this time you don't. That's okay.
Right, exactly. I just realized it's 5:40 and we have to leave for Mods.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up. All right. If you all have any tips for party planning on a budget, we'd love to hear them. Any holidays coming up that you think would be fun parties, then let us know what you would do to plan them on a budget.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good morning. Make sure to find something to be grateful for today.